to Ankh Morpork," said Lobsang weakly. "And I've fetched up calm of mind but empty of pocket in Quirm Street," said the sweeper, smiling serenely at the recollection, "and espied a sign in a window saying, 'Rooms to rent.' Thus I met Mrs. Cosmopolite, who opened the door when I knocked, and then when I hesitated, not being sure of the language, she said, 'I haven't got all day, you know.' Almost to a word, one of the sayings of Wen. Instantly, I knew that I had found what I was seeking. During the days I washed dishes in an eating house for 20 pence a day and all the scraps I could take away. And in the evenings I helped Mrs. Cosmopolite clean the house and listen carefully to her conversation. She was a natural sweeper with a good rhythmical motion and had bottomless wisdom. Within the first 2 days she uttered to me the actual words said by Wen upon understanding the true nature of time. It was when I asked for a reduced rate because, of course, I did not sleep in a bed, and she said, 'I was not born yesterday, Mr. Tse.' Astonishing! And she could never have seen the sacred texts."
Lobsang's face was a carefully drawn picture. "I was not born yesterday," he said.
"Ah, yes, of course. As a novice you would not have got that far," said Lu Tse. "It was when he fell asleep in a cave and in a dream saw time appear to him and show him that the universe is recreated from second to second, endlessly, with the past just a memory. And he stepped out from the cave into the truly new world and said, 'I was not born yesterday.'"
"Oh, yes," said Lobsang.
"But, ah, Mrs. Cosmopolite," said Lu Tse, his eyes misting over, "what a woman for keeping things clean. If she were a sweeper here, no one would be allowed to walk on the floor. Her house, so amazing, a palace. New sheets every other week, and cook, just to taste her beans baked upon the toast, a man would give up a cycle of the universe."
Said Lobsang.
"I stayed for 3 months, sweeping her house as is fitting for the pupil, and then I returned here, my way clear before me."
"And these stories about you?"
"Oh, all true, most of them. A bit of exaggeration, but mostly true."
"The one about the citadel in Muntab and the pash and the fishbone?"
"Oh, yes."
"But how did you get in where half a dozen trained and armed men couldn't even—"
"I'm a little man and I carry a broom," said Lu Tse simply. "Everyone has some mess that needs clearing up. What harm is a man with a broom?"
"What? And that was it?"
"Well, the rest was a matter of cookery, really. The Pash was not a good man, but he was a glutton for his fish pie."
"No martial arts?" said Lobsang.
"Oh, always a last resort. History needs shepherds, not butchers.
Do you know Oki Doki?"
"Just a lot of bunny hops. Shiitake. If I wanted to thrust my hand into hot sand, I would go to the seaside. Upsy-daisy. A waste of good bricks. No kando. You made that one up. Tung pi. Bad-tempered flower arranging. Snarfu. And for cutting wood it is better to use an axe," said Lu Tse. "No, violence is the resort of the violent. In most tight corners a broomstick suffices."
"Only most, eh?" said Lobsang, not trying to hide the sarcasm.
"Oh, I see. You wish to face me in the dojo. For it's a very old truth. When the pupil can beat the master, there is nothing the master cannot tell him, because the apprenticeship is ended. You want to learn?"
"Ah, I knew there was something to learn." Lu Tse stood up.
"Why you?" he said. "Why here? Why now? There is a time and a place for everything. Why this time and this place? If I take you to the dojo, you will return what you stole from me. Now,